Yo, Turbo, I had the craziest dream last night.
Was it the one where the fairy steals your pants?
No. No, not at all. I like that dream. I didn't like this one. This had to do with, what are those black birds called, crows?
Did you have a dream about crows, or did you have a dream about ravens?
There's a difference between crows and ravens?
Absolutely, there's a difference between crows and ravens.
Okay, whatever the case may be, Birdman, I'm telling you, I had a dream about two ravens, crows, whatever. They were just sitting there, looking at me.
At any point in time, did one of them speak?
You know what? Come to think of it, the one on the right actually did say a few words. I can't remember what it said, though.
Since you can't distinguish the difference between a raven and a crow, you should be safe. Can you tell me any more details about the dream? Or anything that you gave a lot of attention to?
Yeah, sure, Turbo. There was two ravens. Stretch. Eat a few tomatoes. Sharpen my arrows. And then walk around the perimeter to make sure there's no groundhogs. Try to find a capybara. No capybaras. And that's about it. Then I came back home. I came back upstairs, and there were two ravens in the windowsill.
How long did it take the ravens to acknowledge your presence?
Dude, pretty much instantly. As soon as I was in their LOS, they bolted both of their eyes at me.
Was there anything that stuck out about the ravens? The way they, how big they were? Did they have anything in their mouths? What was different about them? Was there anything significant about them?
Not really, no. And then the whole room was covered in the fog. I couldn't see in front of me, really. I couldn't see my hands and I couldn't see my feet. The only thing in plain sight were the two ravens. This thick purple fog was around us. And you weren't there.
Did you feel my presence?
No, it was one of those times where you kind of just fall off the face of the earth for a little bit.
Okay. At what point in time did the raven speak to you?
You know, come to think of it, Turbo, I'm pretty sure that raven, or crow, whatever it is, we don't even know what it is.
Focus, Vaughn, we might be getting somewhere here.
Right. One of the birds started to open its mouth. Nothing audible was coming out. And when this started to happen, the other bird started staring at the one that was, I assume, talking.
And you didn't hear anything come out of the bird's mouth?
I cannot remember anything, no.
Well, okay, that's good enough for me, I guess. Is there anything to eat?
Turbo, do clouds even eat?
No. But since I am an extension of you, I get to partake in some of the things that you enjoy.
Ooh, all right, so we're going to eat this fish.
Yeah, eat that.
And we're going to put strawberry jam on it.
Nah, you're talking.
Cover it in popcorn and two pieces of rye bread.
A true masterpiece.
What do we drink with it?
Rain.
It's not raining, though.
It is now.
Okay. Well, all right, this is going to be a pretty good...
Two ravens appear on the windowsill.
Turbo, look!
It's just like the dream. There's no fog yet, but they're right there.
One of the ravens has a purple beak. Do you have any recollection of that happening?
No, I don't. Do you? Do you hear that?
All right. So your dream... It was a raven.
How do you know that for sure?
Just pay attention and keep your guard up.
It sounded like something was singing, didn't it?
Or humming, maybe.
Do you think that voice is gonna...
A booming voice with no mouth. It boomed so loud it shook the house. Are you afraid, Vaughn? What's happening?
The game we play, I know is late. Please come my way. I know It's like, it's like.
Spirits to elevate me.